An Italian film, The Best of Youth, opened this week in New York and Los Angeles. If you've heard anything about this movie, it's probably the fact that it is 6 hours long. It was a big hit in Italy, both as a TV miniseries and in theaters, but its box office potential in this country is probably limited by its running time. The Best of Youth is being shown in two parts here, and our critic Bob Mondello says that might make two or even three of the more invigorating films you're likely to see this year.
When we meet the Caratti brothers, Nicola and Matteo, they're in their early 20s, just finishing college exams, and much less interested in studying than in the road trip across Italy they're about to take with some buddies. Nicola's going to be a doctor, Matteo's already a poet, and both brothers are idealists in that free-spirited 1960s way that overtook Europe after World War II. When that idealism leads them to help a sweet young mental patient escape from electroshock therapy, their road trip goes more than slightly awry, but life goes on. The would-be doctor roams Europe, becoming a bit of a social activist before returning to med school. The poet looks for structure and finds it by joining the Italian army. They do lose touch, but when a terrible flood in Florence brings militants and the military together to save the city's art treasures, they have a muddy reunion, reading soggy manuscripts in Latin and wondering at the state of the world. Happy as they are to see each other, their paths will part again. Nicola marries an activist he meets in Florence and copes with her increasing radicalism. Matteo joins the police force and starts investigating radicals. But the story doesn't go any of the places you might expect from there. Everything I've just described happens in the first hour or so of a wonderfully unpredictable six-hour saga that really wraps you up in its world, becoming a sort of emotional thrill ride for the art house set. These are people you'd want to know, and as you watch them learn and adapt, you come to care about them far more deeply than usually happens at the movies. Director Marco Tullia Giordana makes them at once amusing and very affecting as he involves them in the eruptive Italian history of the last 37 years, not just floods, but student uprisings, mafia trials, the social upheavals by which we mark the passage of time. A lot of time. I know you're thinking 6 hours. He's got to be kidding. But seriously, when the lights came up for the intermission, I was shocked that the story was already half gone. And as the story approached the present day, I genuinely didn't want it to end. I know it sounds as if I'm urging you to spend a good portion of your youth watching the best of youth, but it really will be time well spent. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.